We got some frothers. We got some mixing. And I want to tell you a story of why this thing has been so successful. There's an idea. There is a skill, which is creating something that does not exist. How do you start off and do the whole thing from zero? Well, the first step is find the market that has something to be disrupted. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Why would somebody buy your phone instead of an iPhone? I can just be creative. That's all I'm trying to say is be creative.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
Welcome to the Aaron Cordovez Show, where I talk about e-commerce, Amazon, business, selling companies, buying companies, doing stuff that your parents will tell you you should calm down and relax. Take a normal job instead. This is what I talk about because you know what? I've shown my parents that it can be done, it can be fun, I don't need to stress my life, and I can make a ton of money. And so they're now okay with it. At the beginning, they were not. But I'll give you the permission to be crazy and do things that are not normal and instead meant to be extraordinary. Today, I want to talk about starting brand new on Amazon. What are the things you have to do? I'm talking about it in my new course. I'm going to talk about that. And then generally, what makes a good business venture going forward? It's not that hard. So we got some frothers here, okay? We got some frothers. We got some mixing. And I want to tell you a story of why this thing has been so successful. And in fact, I'm doing an entire course series, okay, right now where I'm recreating what I did here, okay? Now, again, you can make your business however you want, but there's an idea, there is a skill, which is creating something that does not exist right now. That is the ultimate goal you have as a business person, is creating something that is not out there. These frothers, we were the first person ever in the planet, as far as I know, that I've ever seen to make this like beautiful looking frother. I mean, look at this. This thing is like rose gold, copper, whatever it is, like white with these accents. Like nobody has these. I mean, now some people have copied us, but we were the first to come out with that. And so I have this training that I'm doing right now, fresh from zero. In fact, I just posted about it on LinkedIn. I'm getting examples of people, agencies that'll help create images so I can show you who do you hire, how do you hire them, how you do everything, how you pick the product. It's all been recorded. Okay. The launch is going to happen pretty soon. And the thing is with these frothers, how are you going to start a business? For me, it was nobody had these beautiful things out there. They did not exist. So you need to have the courage to say, I'm going to take a risk and do something that no one's done and improve a market. If you can improve a market, you're freaking golden. So how do you start off and do the whole thing from zero? Well, the first step is find the market that has something to be disrupted, right? It has something that can be improved and bettered. And then do something that you're proud of, that you're saying, I'm changing this market. You know that people will be better off if they buy from you, right? If you go make a phone company and you try to pitch a phone to somebody and say, I just made this new phone. I got it from Alibaba or somewhere. And you go like, why would somebody buy your phone instead of an iPhone? Dude, the iPhone can do everything. It can be your level like on construction. It can find people. It can obviously make calls. It has millions of apps, right? Maybe tens of millions or billions. I don't know, a lot of apps. It can do absolutely everything. You have games in there. You have business stuff in there. You have books. Yeah, absolutely everything. So for you to get into that space, like that's not a space that needs disrupting right now. That thing is so far above, they're so strong and they literally develop things all the time. Like that's maybe not a good space. Now, maybe it is if you're doing something different. I don't know what it would be. That's not a space I would go into. But you take something else, right? I'm looking in this room. I see these balloons. There's like birthday balloons, okay? If you go to like Disney World, right? They have these balloons. It's a balloon and it's a balloon inside of a balloon with a freaking Mickey Mouse. And those balloons sell for like, I want to say $25, a piece of plastic. They're pretty cool in comparison to this regular balloon. These balloons have been the same for years and years and years and years, right? Decades have been exactly the same. Someone makes a different balloon and boom, they're selling probably hundreds of millions of dollars, these balloons at Disney, because they created something that was different. So like, I don't know, why don't you sell a balloon, custom balloon inside a balloon? I could just be creative. That's all I'm trying to say is be creative, right? And this is what my course is about, is like finding an area, finding a niche, something where you can improve on it. And then how do you improve on it? For me, it started out with just colors. right? This was just colors. I just made more colors than other people and ones that people would like. Once that started selling, then I can improve the motor. I can work with factories, make it longer lasting, fix the problems. But at the beginning, when I have no money, maybe I'm not going to do that. But doing a color doesn't cost a lot. So for making a product, and I'll share this, I'm not like, I don't need to get rich off selling courses, right? Like, yes, will I charge something for it? Yeah, I do plan to charge something for the course, okay? But I really want people to learn business and understand that this process, this is an entire industry. And we are changing the way that people do things, right? People love to pay for products. If you look at this time around Christmas, around holidays, people buy like crazy and they find joy. They're like, oh my gosh, I got this frother. I got this. I got pictures. Oh, I bought this. I bought that. People get excited. You're making somebody's life happy because you're giving them something beautiful and something nice, right? It's different if you're in a different industry and it's like, it's not product based, but right now product, people are obsessed with products. They love product. They love things, right? This makes your morning. It saves you money from not going to Starbucks, not going to the coffee shop. You can make it in your house. Our coffee machine saves people money. Like, you do more things in your home. That is a great service. I am proud of what we do every single day. So what are you going to do? What kind of product can you make, right, that will actually be good and helpful? Like, okay, that is a job. And I want to extend to you that offer. Okay, you go right now to www.aaroncordovez.com/start. You're going to be on this opt-in for us. You're going to have your email on file. And when I release it, I'm going to do massive emails. It's going to be on social media. And I'm going to say, listen, this course is ready. My launch was successful, hopefully. And if it was a bomb, then you probably won't see a course release for another 9 months because I'll try another product. So this is an opportunity of a lifetime, right? If you have children, you have kids, and you're like, what should they do? Yes, they can go to college and do the whole thing and follow that route. But I will tell you, that route, if you're not going to be a lawyer or something that requires you to have a degree, that route was created decades and decades ago before the internet was created, when you could learn from accomplished, you could learn from billionaires, you could learn from hectamillionaires directly for free that they spend time to share with you. Or a course, dude. Like, I learned Amazon, the beginning was a course. It was like $5,000. Guess what? That $5,000 has made a lot of return on investment. And I've also lost on some courses. I spent $3,000 on another course and pretty much helped me waste a lot of time. And it was pretty, pretty bad. But you literally could buy probably 20 different courses, okay, at $5 each, and you're still less than college. And one of them will probably be good. And if one of them is good, you make it. Like, why? It boggles my mind that people get upset with someone who's accomplished in a field. And they do something to share. And yes, they might get paid for it, right? They'll charge for a course. But then people say, that's horrible. I'm going to go to college. Like, okay, great. Like, how many classes do you take? Each class, if one class in college is bad, that would be like $5,000, right? Like, one class. So you go, are all your classes going to be good? No. Maybe if you're in college, maybe two or three of them were worth the entire experience. Cool. Like, that means the same thing. Some of those things are basically total scams, and a few of them might make or break the entire experience for your whole school. Same thing with learning outside of a university. You might take a few classes, learn from a few people. Some of them might give you garbage information, and you try it. It doesn't work good. Go to the next one. And it's a game. It's just, again, I liken it to college because it's similar. You pay a bunch of money, and a lot of it's probably going to be garbage, and you might get some good stuff out of there. Okay, except in a college, you're going to learn from somebody who you may not want to have a life like them. If you find someone that's doing something that you admire, right, is doing a successful plumber, there's a famous plumber guy you could go and learn from, and he teaches you all the plumber trades. Now, I think you have to go to trade school to be a plumber. I think you need certification, whatnot. But like, and I don't even think they teach that at university. I think that's only trade school. But like, you could learn from that guy. You could learn social media from him because he's entertaining and funny. You could learn how to fix different problems. Like, literally now, you learn things right there on the internet, on whatever social media. That's amazing. Learn how to do it. Then these courses, they take time, and they say, when you do social media, you have to be so interesting and so like funny and whatever and controversial to like get people's attention. But if you follow a person who has statistics, they have results that you want to do, you follow them, and they might have a course that's more in depth that'll have a lot less people viewing or a lot less people studying that, because it requires more attention span and more time to, hey, I'm going to sit down and learn from this person. And that's what I'm inviting you to do with me, okay? We've sold hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm 33 years old, right? I mean, family-wise, I have a great family. I have three kids, have an amazing wife. I don't know. I'm involved in the community. I'm having fun. I'm like writing things. I don't know. Like, I think like I've been doing pretty good, okay? Amazing at the top? No, but you know what? Warren Buffett at the top of the food chain, Elon Musk, they're not going to spend time on a course. Maybe they will one day. But it's harder to learn from them because they won't spend the time and say, hey, I've done this entire process of making this entire company. I have 150 hours or whatever amount of hours training you on this one thing little by little, and I think you're going to do that. Well, no. You won't be able to do that with Elon Musk or to Warren Buffett. So you're going to pick someone that's saying, hey, you're at some sort of level of success. Like, hey, if you want to make $1 million, you want to make $500,000, I'll show you and I'm going to start it at $100,000. Here's the steps. Similar to what I did, I'm doing all over again right now. I'm starting a brand. I already have the trademark filed. I have products. It's being shipped. I have images being worked on. I have a plan. Like, I have all these things going, right? If this works, which I think it will, then I'll be like, hey, this is how I did it. And if it doesn't work, then I'll go for the next product. And I'll say, what did I change? What did I do differently? Because I'm doing it fresh now, newly. I don't have a big budget. I mean, I have a big budget, but not for this specific course. So I want to make it so anybody can actually start and doing it and start selling. So that's really my goal. And you can learn from me. You can learn from me. And it's going to be, I'll do a big release so you'll see it. Like, grab onto it. People who come in early are going to get a good deal. I'll talk about it on social. Just stay on it. Because I do believe there is a massive potential, not just to make that first 100 grand, but there are a lot of people making tens of millions in sales and millions in profit through e-commerce. Why? Because if you are good and you do it, you can reach the entire United States. It's possibly more competitive. Like, back in the day, if you had enough money to open up a little store on the corner, you probably will make it very easily because people have no option. They have to go there. So maybe the skill level's low. As long as you got in the right area, you're going to make it. Nowadays, it's not that way. It's the opposite. Your skill level must be very high. You must do something valuable, because if you can hit that point where you're getting people above other major brands, above the current selection, and you do that little bit to get to the top, your return, your gains, the thing that you get is so outsized. Because you literally, like yesterday, we had the number three selling product on even today, also it's still number three selling product in the entire home and kitchen category combined on Amazon. Number three. And it says frother. Why? Because we have become very, very good at making images, at making video, at making the product good, at increasing the production quality, of changing things, of the customer service, of how we talk to the customers, how we say, hey, are you satisfied with this? If you're not satisfied, we will help you. We'll give you a refund. We'll have the warranty. We have this. We have a phone number. Literally, in some frothers, like, we literally put the phone number on it. It's right here. You can call in. And, like, we'll take care of you. Right? We do so much things to be good at that. All we have to be is 1% better than the person who's there now. And you potentially can take millions of customers. We've sold millions of these guys. Millions. Literally millions. That's ridiculous. That would not happen at some corner store, because the bar of skill is raised, because now you're competing with everybody selling that product in the entire country and possibly the entire world, because there are a lot of people from different countries selling in the United States. But the bar is higher, but the reward is higher, because I can interact and do commerce and service and get money from and do business with people from all over the country. We're in Canada, we're in Mexico, we're in the Europe, we're a little bit in some other countries, but not in a very big way. But it's because we have a good product. So I want you to do that and learn and see this whole industry. And it's not, I would say, passive income when it's your business, because you have to continue to grow it. It is not the same as a real estate. The land of real estate will stay valuable if people are in that city, right? That's how real estate works. This is a digital real estate, and here the thing is, the land is not limited. Well, the search results are limited. But in a building, you own that land, and that no other land will be created. On, let's say, Amazon, on search, on marketplaces, you search, and that top spot, if you're no longer doing good, people will switch you, and you'll be replaced with another person, another brand, another thing will replace you, right? Just how you're coming in and you want to replace somebody. Somebody wants to replace you, and it's a continual cycle of next, next, next. So it's a lot more hands-on than a real estate deal. Because if you stop and you do nothing, you will go down, right? Like, you take some humongous brand right now, like a Yeti. They're not staying still. They're launching colors and models and this, and they're working hard and hard. And at some point, it might happen. It may not. I don't know. But 10, 20 years from now, 50, 100, at some point, some other person will come out. Yeti, maybe the founder left, maybe whatever. At some point, they may stop all their innovation and someone will take over. And at some point, Yeti will not exist, right? Like, that may happen. But a land, this land where my office is right now, as long as the population keeps growing and this city keeps having people, this land will always be valuable. So the land is more passive. The Amazon is more active because you have to continue to make it better and better. And if you make it better, then you get rewarded. And once you're at a certain point, yeah, it'll take a while to come down. Like Yeti, if Yeti did nothing and they just sat there and just did the minimum, they would stay around for a long time because they've developed such a brand, such a strong thing. Duracell batteries, right? Those guys are so massive and so known. They don't have to do a lot, but they still do activities and make it because they want to keep growing. Because if they don't do a lot, they do very, very little or the minimum or less, slowly they'll go down. And then down the line is when you feel it. Same thing with your business. If you were going to make a battery company to compete with Duracell and you have some new invention, some new way of having energy, at the beginning, it's going to be an uphill battle because you're dealing with someone so established. But little by little, you take wins, you take little wins. Boom, boom, boom. Maybe you could be bigger than Duracell in, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. It might take a while because it's so established. But that company is $1 billion company, I think. I mean, they do hundreds of millions, maybe billions. I don't actually know their exact stats, but it's freaking massive. So if you indeed did that, then, well, obviously, you're changing how the entire world gets power. That would be huge, right? But you don't have to go that big. Right? Like this frother, you know, this thing makes millions in sales and it is a frother. Like it is a little spin thing. It just spins. This is what it does. Not just, I mean, this will make milk be extremely foamy. It'll mix protein powders. It can mix electrolytes. It can mix anything. It does like so many different functions, but it's pretty simple, right? So I recommend if you have any interest in making something that will last a while and that it's a game and you can make something really cool and exciting, check out my course, right? AaronCordovez.com/start. It's coming out and I want to show you what I know about Amazon, and also it's helping me because we're using a lot of the content in this course to train the people to continue to do this more and more because we are buying companies, right? We're growing companies. I'm building the software. I want to have an entire ecosystem of growing, and e-commerce is on a humongous trend upwards, and I just want to be a part of it. And if you want to be a part of it, that's cool, because then we'll have a lot to talk about when we meet in person. So that's all I have for right now. I'm so excited about this course. I'm so excited about the launch, and it's coming. So it is coming. Get ready. It's on the way. All right, guys. So I hope you like this. Definitely check out that website, opt-in, AaronCordovez.com/start. Get ready to see that course. It's going to be a launch. It's going to be amazing. And of course, if you have anybody who wants to do Amazon, who wants to make it in business, things like that, share this with them. Just send them a little text. Send them a message. Hey, check out this podcast. You might like it. I like this episode. It helps us a lot. 5-star reviews are amazing. And otherwise, send me a message. Like, talk to me. Ask me questions. I'm pretty available by text. If you want to talk to me, I have a coaching page. I don't do a lot of it, but if you go to AaronCordovez.com/coaching, you want to do one-on-one. Otherwise, send me a message. I also answer you like LinkedIn messages, Instagram messages. I answer a lot of them.